Well, the media megastar has arrived back from Perth, and yes. Now he humbly joins us. G'day, Gowie.
Oh, yeah, morning, Sides. I'd love to be at Wyong.
You would be. You would.
Never get an invite.
Particularly if you're back a winner. It's always a better drive home after you've back to winner.
Well, yeah.
Just driving home, it takes no time. Yeah, it just takes no time. I've often felt like I'm driving back from the Alice Springs. Ryan Giggs, what's he up to?
Yeah, well, the great soccer player himself, or footballer, depending on what part of the world you're from, he's, for a guy that's played 900-odd games for Manchester United, he's been told he's playing alongside Roy McIlroy in the BMW Masters Championships on the European Tour, and it's running down his leg. He's that nervous that he's playing, which I find outrageous. You know, he's one of the best ever to play, but he's teaming up next to Roy, and he's publicly come out and said, "Oh, I'm that nervous. I don't know if I want to do it." So, stay tuned. In a couple of weeks' time, Ryan Giggs will be—he'll be out playing with it. There's a bunch of superstars over there. Even the Dwight York has got a start in the event, and it's the way of the world. I think with some of these tournaments around the world, they're starting to go with celebrities there and pro-am partners and going a little bit more across the Pebble Beach format, which is great.
Yeah, it's good because it can draw further attention to the sport. They
different
can actually
people.
Compete in a sport like golf, and you know, it's very different to most other sports where you know you get to an age and you're from a different discipline that you can't compete. Sorry, absolutely, good idea.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the Australian Tour get a hold of that, and you know, the concept last week was really good, but you know, involving you know pro-ams, people, sponsors. To be inside the ropes, golf's quite different to any other sport. We really can't go and play tennis. Or we can't go on the rugby league field with the great Parramatta team, but we can go and play alongside Tiger Woods or you know Ernie Earls or someone like that in tournament conditions. So you get to see it up close and personal.
And make terrific win by Brett Rumford, significant last weekend in Perth in your Super 6 event because he actually got a ticket for the next couple of years on the European Tour.
Yeah, well, I guess the story, I don't know if you guys have already told it, but, you know, he was in all sorts last year when he had part of his intestine taken out. Apple was lodged there, and, you know, he thought his career might be over. Apple Corps, yeah. He was. He thought his career could be over, and he's got two young kids, and he'd been set up in London for a lot of years now, and he just thought that could be it. And he's worked extremely hard. Got a new golf coach, Gary Barter. He started with him a couple of months ago, and they've already had a victory. So it was big. You know, those last few holes that he was playing against the, you know, the young Thai fella, who probably he didn't know what was going on. He said, oh, well, this is what you do. He's already had five wins at the age of 17 and said, I'll just win. But there was more on stake for Brett Rumford. And, you know, he just, his experience held tough. And, yeah, it was incredible. I don't know if anyone watched the coverage there on Sunday, but how about the young Thai kid that took the putter out of the bunker on the last hole?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
He decided or a lob wedge. He decided to putt it out of it in his wisdom and left it in there. So that would have made everyone feel a lot
poor
better.
Bugger.
Hey, Gowie, well done last week on getting Dustin Johnson. Not only that, at the Riviera Club, not only that, he's gone to world number one, which is significant too, isn't it? Changing of the guard with Jason Day. Do you expect him to hold it for a considerable amount of time?
Well, no. And the reason why, the whole landscape's changed. You know, from the Tiger Woods days of dominating the world number one for so many weeks and Greg Norman, who had it before him for 330 weeks or something like that, it's a lot closer at the top. You've got Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, McIlroy, who I expect to get back to world number one this year. And then you've got Bubba Watson, you've got Justin Rose. So there's a plethora of them sitting right up the top of the number ones, and the numbers are close. So if Jason Day won next week, he'd go back to number one. So the gap that used to be there with Tiger Woods, it was 6 or 7 points when Tiger Woods was number one. It's only, you know, a point here and there. So Jason Day will work really hard. Keep in mind, he was off for 3 months. He didn't come to Australia because of the back issue. Supposedly, that's all fixed up. Expecting him to come out hard. He doesn't like to run second. So, it'll be an awesome year with these guys going head-to-head.
Quick tip, mate, for the Honda Classic.
Yeah, I like Thomas Peters. Ran second last week. He's got every right to play there. He's trying to get a US Tour card. European Tour star at the Ryder Cup last year. One of these young guys just bombs it away. He'll be you know, he'd be inside the top five in the world in the next couple of years. I like him. I think he's around about 30-1. And then you've got Scott Brown, who Horses for Courses come off a good week last week, and he loves this Jack Nicklaus design golf course, the Honda Classic.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
Thomas
fellas.
Peters, yeah, $31. Scott Brown, $81, your roughie. Best Aussie, Adam Scott, $1.45. $11, Adam Scott, to win the championship. Appreciate that, Gary. Speak next week.
Thanks, fellas.